This is Tyler from The Casual Sound. If you enjoy this episode, please do us a favor. Go to iTunes, go to Google Play Store, and leave us a review, and make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. Now, on with the show. You got a sun's got a down complexion. You got rivers in your eyes of blue. And you look as though you came from nowhere. And I feel so close to you.
Sorry if I jumped the queue. I wouldn't say it. make it Sunday, but I didn't see it coming. And the storm had started howling, and my friends, they started running. I only want to count the days to say we made another day. Daytime seems to last too long, the nights are screaming and alone. So peace of mind for the girl inside, so little peace for the men who hide. So peace of mind for the girl inside, so little peace for the men who hide. We might just break, can you hear us trying? We might just break, can you see us crying? We might just break, can you hear us trying? We might just break, can you see us crying?
You're listening to The Casual Sound. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Lenny, Tyler.
Evening.
That's a strange thing to say at, what time is it, 8 a.m.? That's a hell of a start. See, that's the problem when you do a podcast with two guys who are football fans. They make you wake up at 5 a.m. and show up to record the podcast while you watch some footy games.
That's the price of doing business.
Yes, who are we watching right now? Man City?
Mm-hmm. Palace.
All right.
Yeah.
If you don't know what those things mean, you're like me. If you do know what they mean, you're probably making fun of me right now. That's all right. Hey, it was an incredible week. We went and saw some great shows. We'll talk about that later. Lenny went and saw Riot Fest, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so who'd you see? Who'd you like?
New Order.
All right. Do you want to expand on that at all, or are you just going to leave it at, I saw a New Order?
Nah, it was banging.
Okay. That's good.
That's what he meant by a quick review.
Did you see anybody else? Anybody surprise you?
No surprises. Danzig had roid rage, I think, because he was a little upset.
Wait, was it Misfits again? Or
nah, it was Danzig. It was garbage.
Okay.
Cribs were good. The new stuff sounded better live than the record did. Slaves were excellent. Mike D joined them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of the tunes.
Was that so? Is Mike D a garbage DJ at this point, or is he?
No, his DJ set was actually really fun. Like, I thought he would just be spinning records, but he was pretty much rapping over all of them.
Okay,
yeah,
solid time.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
We're giving away tickets to see Pixies. We're giving away tickets to see Arcade Fire. The week after that, we're giving away tickets to see Jesus and Mary Chain. A couple weeks after that. So, if you're into that, if you want to win tickets to any of those, thanks to Live Nation for giving us those. If you want to win tickets to those, go to thecasualsound.com/enter. You can put in all the information there, and if you want 5 extra entries, put in this secret passphrase, which is... Suburbs.
All right, that's all I got. So we heard some horrors in that set. Lenny?
Yeah, first taste of the new album, which came out yesterday. Sounds good to me. I think they've gone a little more gothy on this one. I think they always were, but...
Yeah, I was expecting some really... I don't typically like goth. Music on the whole, it's usually pretty thin and lots of synthesizers in there that really are trying to be other instruments. We talked about that a little bit, like right. The orchestral parts. Yeah. I would have so much more respect for the goth community if I went to a goth night and I heard that one getting played.
Right, right. No, I totally agree with your assessment. That is what it is. I agree 100%. I think you get too much synth. It sounds thin. And then sometimes tinny, but that has some backbone.
Yeah, a little something you could sink your teeth into.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've talked enough. Let's get on with it. How about some Pulp with Live Bed Show?
She doesn't have to go to work, but she doesn't want to stay in bed. 'Cause it's changed from something comfortable to something else instead. This bed has seen it all, from the first time to the last. The silences of now and the good times of the past. Cost £10 from the shop just down the road. Mind you, that was 7 years ago, and things were very different then. It didn't get much rest at first, the headboard banging in the night. The neighbors didn't dare complain. Oh, everything was going wrong.
to want to stay in bed. Cause it's changed from something comfortable to something else instead.
Spend my life to the light. song.
go. It's the last break. We're in on it. That was Frankie Rose with Red Museum. Jake Ryan.
Well, I think it's a solid tune. We talked about it. We talked about it before that it's really poppy, but she can pull it off.
Yeah, she's kind of a weird creature at this point because I don't... It's just taken me a minute to adopt, but I like it, but I also don't like it. It's got this whole washed out thing going on where you're like, it could be shitty. It's just one step away from being shitty, but because it's not, it's really good. So I'm having a hard time, two sides of my brain coming together on that one. I think I like it, though.
I like the tune. I haven't really delved into the rest of the album, and I need to because I think I'm going to use those tickets.
Yeah. When is that show?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I mean, we got so many shows coming up. Yeah, it's an October, November show.
Okay. So, Lenny.
Yes.
You think we need to change things up a little bit here? You think it's just too much mellow at once?
Possibly. What do we play? Five tunes there?
Six, yeah.
Six, all of a shoegaze bent. All great tunes, but I was just thinking it might have washed over a lot of people, including myself. Personally, I'd go quiet loud, something like that.
Okay, so a little bit more drama.
A Pixies podcast?
Yeah. I would say, speaking of Pixies, but I already did that.
Yes.
Go win some tickets. Yeah, so this week was amazing. Went and saw Ride here at Denver, and hell of a turnout, too.
Oh, yeah. It was an incredible show. I mean, you know, Denver's been surprising me lately in the fact that when you go to see a band that I think most of us would consider, I don't know, obscure for others.
Right.
Right? That they've been packing the place out on a school night.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and yet, doesn't matter. People are turning out. I mean, I personally, going into Summit Music Hall, I'm looking around and I'm like, awesome. The cool of Denver has decided to congregate. And it turned into a great show.
It was amazing. A lot of energy. Great set list. I got to have a really nice couple of interactions with the band before the show started because I was DJing it. At one point, Mia and my son were sitting in front of Andy Bell, who was just sitting there playing some Bowie and some Iggy Pop and some Beatles on his guitar. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I got to go set up my DJ stuff. And then I'm like, wait, what the hell am I thinking? I'm sitting here in front of Andy Bell and he's just playing guitar and there's nobody around. It's amazing. Why would I leave this? So it was great.
I must have missed the invite for that little backstage area there.
Yeah, it's in the mail. I'm sorry. You blame the post office.
You're not the only one, Lenny.
Yeah,
they were signing stuff afterwards. You guys could have gone and met them. And
it was a school night, like you say.
Yeah,
yeah. You had school the next day.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, actually, it's time for internet sensation, Twitter sensation, casual question # casual question. I'll just insert some music. I won't. Okay, this week's casual question. What solo project or side project is completely underrated in your opinion? And this is a tough one. I don't think this question should have been asked.
We threw a lot of stuff out off air. We threw a lot of stuff out. We were throwing around the electronic albums. We were throwing around maybe even Liam Gallagher's new one, right?
But again, it hasn't been around long enough to be rated.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be underrated yet.
Well, electronic has.
Yeah, and I mean, they had a couple hits, right?
Yeah.
People remember electronic.
Kind
of. Sort of. What was it? Get the Message? What was the one with Neil Tennant?
Disappointed, and there was a handful of them.
Yeah, off that first album. Then they did a second album, which didn't really go anywhere. Not many people know about that one.
Right.
Lenny.
What else you got?
I got nothing. I need to Gaz think Coombs? About this one.
Gaz Coombs?
It's decent, but it's not Griff all the time. Reese. Yeah, that Neon he did, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that record. Yeah, that one.
So they have two, I think, right?
I'm not sure if they have a second one. I missed it.
They did that one, Stainless Steel.
Yeah.
And that was a theme album about John DeLorean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sounds very 80s. Some.
Yeah. Might be why I liked it.
Yeah.
What was the one with the sticky wickets?
Oh, yeah, that was killer too.
Yeah.
What's that?
Neil Hannon from... what's that band?
Oh, Divine Comedy?
Divine Comedy, yeah. Did a
Lewis Duckworth Method, right?
Album about cricket. Excellent.
Yeah, I think you know, the funny thing is that was... I believe that was included on maybe the last episode or maybe one of the last episodes of Danger Radio, which didn't even have any danger.
No. It wasn't even on the radio. It's completely false advertising. Yeah, so I think mine, I was trying to come up with a good answer as well. And I was thinking Graham Coxon, his solo work. And I haven't invested enough, so I'm kind of a bad steward of that one. But everything I've liked, I've heard, I've really liked. The other one I was thinking was Eggstone, which was Seiss from Boo Radley's. He put out one solo album, and that one, not Eggstone, Eggman.
Yeah,
and okay. that was decent. It sounded like a Boo Radley's album, maybe a little less production, but it was solid. And then I was like, you know, nobody seems to know Butter 8. And Butter 8 was a collaboration between Russell Simmons of John Spencer Blues Explosion and Chibo Motto and Skeleton Key. And I was like, yeah, that's a great album. I just looked it up. It's like 20 years old now, 21 years old. So, yeah, it's crazy good, though. So that was the casual question. Jake Ryan, did you have a definitive answer on that one?
Not really. Okay. I don't think any of us could come to a consensus on that one.
No, and I think we'll probably end up having far more answers to this question in the future. So, and that's Casual Sound for this week, episode 11. Everybody have a great week. We're going to end this. Oh, did we even really get into Ride? The set list was crazy. Did you hear anything that you hadn't heard before? Because Lenny, you've seen him about four or five times, right?
Yeah, don't recall.
Yeah, I feel like I'd heard all of those at the other ones. But again, it was an insanely good one. And they didn't play Home Is a Feeling, which made me happy. Jake Ryan, that was your first time seeing Ride.
Actually, make it 10. Sorry.
Make what 10?
All right.
10th show, sorry.
Oh. 10th show for Lenny.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, no. First time, awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's always good to go see a band that is incredibly tight, that has just massive tunes and can just lay it down.
Yeah, they absolutely did. All right, so we're going to end it with another one off of the new album. I swear to God, before this is all over, we're going to play this entire album out. This is Lateral Alice. Have a great week.